the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Crawford.
All right, we have here in the studio an exciting interview today, all the way from Western Australia, there in Perth. We have Fran Wilson. Fran, great to see you here.
Great, Sam. It's great to be here. It's a pleasure to be in your company and with the group.
And it's a pleasure to be in your company as well. Fran, one thing that is really unique about you is that you not only do you live with a disability, but you're actually here to really help people navigate change in their own life as well.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about your disability first, and then we'll have a little bit have a conversation about what change means and how people can navigate change. So yeah. You live with a disability.
Yeah, Sam, it's quite interesting because I've never seen it as a disability for me, but it's actually not about me. It becomes about the people that I speak to.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to people, many people don't notice. However, if you look at my hands, on my right hand, I have 3 fingers. Mm. And on my left hand, I have 3 fingers. Having said that, Sam, you wouldn't believe, I got runner-up ducks in a typing course at school.
Did you really? Well done.
I can also touch type, and I only use 3 fingers on that. So yeah. It's amazing. So for me, it's never been seen as a disability.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? It's quite interesting. You've actually got 1 finger more than me. But it is quite interesting because people don't look at me as living with a disability either at all.
Yeah.
Actually, even on top of that, they're even saying that they're jealous of me because they can see that I'm here, there, everywhere. And that's one thing I found about you as well. You certainly... we know that your disability doesn't define you.
No,
is that right?
It certainly doesn't, Sam. I'm more than my disability. You look at the person within. It's not externals that we need to look at in people. It's the heart. It's who they are. It's what they emanate and the energy that they give. That's far more important than looking at people from an external view.
You know, and I love that. And I think it's so important, yet it's easier said than done because at
Absolutely.
The moment... You know, there's so much about image, there's so much about personal appearance and everything like that. How would you help someone that is all about image and is all about, you know, their own personal appearance rather than internally? Is it just sort of saying, hey, look, focus on what's important? Like, how would you help someone?
I guess, Sam, I'll use an example of that. I have a girlfriend, one of my best friends, she's the beauty queen. She's just awesome. She's stunning, very caring, and she's just amazing. You look at her and you go, I want to be her. And it's not just an external view, but it's an internal view. But just recently, she's been diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
As you know, what happens with cancer? You have chemotherapy, you might lose a breast, you'll lose your hair. For me, seeing her experience of going from this person that was going, I don't want to lose my long hair, to, you know what, this is going to get me along a progress to make me a healthy person. So I use that as an example. You know, when things happen in life, we realise that all those peripherals are really irrelevant. They don't matter, and it becomes more of the internal thing. And I think society today also promotes that to a big way, and it's also about being a parent that actually encourages their children and inspires them to be the best person that they can be, that they have their own unique beauty and their own things to give to society. And that's where I think we can make a massive change to this generation coming up.
Yeah, I love that. And tell us a little bit more about change and transition, because I know that this is an area that you're really passionate about, to help people go through change and navigate change and even create their own change. And obviously through that change, then they have to transition. Tell us a little bit more about what you're currently studying or what you're currently helping people go through.
For me, it's all about embracing the power to change. So it's not just about changing, but it's realising that you have the power within you to make changes.
Mm.
And for me, change is all around, not necessarily the change itself, but it's the end result. And for me, that means being the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. And that's really important for me because I have a tendency to compare myself to others. But you know what? It's actually not about that because I am unique and I am different And the change that I need to make for me so I can make a difference will be far more effective when I'm genuine and authentic and I am the unique me that God made me to be.
Yeah, and I love that. And, you know, it's quite interesting, and we all do compare, whether it's in our professional life, we compare against, you know, this other speaker or this other thought leader or this other author, and then we compare with our brothers and sisters. I'm one of seven boys, so how would you help someone that, you know, at the forefront of their mind, all they do is compare? What would you say to them, and how would you help them get through that?
Sam, a lot of that is around the people you associate with. So we do become the people that are part of our tribe, okay? So for me, on my journey, I've realised that that was an unhealthy trait that I had. So I've surrounded myself, I've been doing meditation and yoga and things like that, which has given me a lot more grounding into who I am. And in that, I also make a conscious choice to be around positive people that can inspire me, that love me, warts and all, because there are a few of them. So they inspire me to be the best version of me.
Yeah.
And so they're the people that you need to associate with. You know, learn yourself, like, love yourself. You know, we all know that we're the most important in our world. If it wasn't for us, as a parent, we're the most important person for our children, because we're there to nurture them and grow them and love them. So that's very, really important for me.
And I also feel that these are the people around you that actually really help you then get through tough time and transition as well. I understand you're going through a bit of a transition in your life, and it's the people that you surround yourself with that will actually really help you navigate that change or that adversity or that crisis. Yeah, is that
correct.
Right?
Yeah, correct, Sam. Like, just recently, the last 12 months have had massive change in my life. There's been personal changes, family changes, and more recently, Sam, guess what? I got a redundancy. That is a massive change.
And why are you happy about that? Like, you didn't like your boss?
Or you didn't like the job? Or you
got the payout? Or what?
Oh, that too. I got the payout. It certainly helped. But it's more than that. Like, any change, you can take that and you can see that as an opportunity to growth and become the real person that you can be. I've been in a corporate role for 30 years. And despite the fact that I've been in changing environment, I haven't been able to be the real person that I am. So I've allowed change to dictate my power instead of me taking the power to change. So for me, that creates an amazing opportunity. And part of being here today is about embracing that change and having that power to change to the next level.
Yeah, I love that. And everyone has that power within them, yeah?
Absolutely, absolutely. We could all embrace that power. And guess what? The best thing about that too, even with that power within you, with your tribe, it makes it even more powerful.
And your tribe is the people that you surround yourself with.
Proximity is power. We choose to be around people that are like us, that have the same values and beliefs, and that can actually help us on our journey of growth.
Yeah, and I love that. And Fran, so tell me, what's next for you? Like, how are you going to get this message out in the world? What's now this next chapter? Now that you've got your redundancy, tell us now, what will Fran Wilson be doing?
Fran Wilson will be sharing her story through a public platform, and she will be inspiring others that change doesn't need to be feared. It can be embraced with power, dignity, love and giving.
Yeah, I love that. So, you've got some good clarity around that as well, I can see. Yeah.
Must admit though, change can be quite scary. It's all good. Embrace it, love it, make it your friend.
Yeah, and change is very scary, but and how do you embrace it? Like, is it just a matter of just, it's going to happen anyway, so I might as well embrace it rather than resist it?
Yeah, no, that's part of it. The other thing too is to recognise that we've all heard the saying, change is inevitable, misery is optional. That's what you need to do. You make that change, it will happen. It doesn't have to be a misery. So it's making that conscious choice that despite these changes, I'm going to make the best of these opportunities so that I can be the best version of me. And in doing the best version of you, guess what? That inspires others as well.
I love that.
And that is where you can make a difference.
And so what inspires you?
Inspires me? I love a sunset and a sunrise.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Actually, you guys get the most amazing sunsets over there because obviously being in Western Australia,
And apart from that too, being around people that inspire me. Like, Sam, you're an inspiration to me. The people in the room, and we've all got to connect with each other, that inspires me as well. So there's many things, but they're probably the two things at this point. Sunrise and sunset, because you get a sunrise at the beginning of a day, it's a new day, and guess what? That is a new day for new opportunities to forget about what happened yesterday and focus on what's going to happen today.
Yeah, and yeah. I love that. And that's a really, really solid message there there as well. Hey, Fran, at the end, look, first of all, I really wanted to thank you so much for coming along, sharing us your story and all that. And something also that I read about you as well is that your condition with your disability is completely undiagnosed.
It
is that right?
Yeah, we looked at all these syndromes, T syndromes, and one of my girlfriends has done a lot of research as an adult to try and find out what was wrong with me. Yeah, it didn't work. But anyway, no, there was no diagnosis. I just put it down to the fact that God made me unique.
Come on. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And that's awesome. Worth celebrating.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I totally agree. That's absolutely awesome. Fran, again, thank you so much for coming here
Sam,
in the studio. But before you go, at the end of all of our interviews, we have this segment which is called 10 Questions in 60 Second Challenge. Ooh. Do you accept the challenge, Fran?
Bring it on, Sam.
Yeah! All right, Fran. Your time starts now. Favorite color?
Green.
Favorite food?
Indian.
Oh, very, very good.
Very, very good.
Favorite celebrity?
Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. Who doesn't love Oprah?
Yeah. Amazing. Seriously. Favorite actor?
Sean Connery.
Oh, you like the Bond. Deep voice. No, and
what's your name? Bond. James Bond.
I love it. Favorite professional speaker?
I would have to say Brené Brown, closely followed by Sam Cawthorn.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Favorite book?
Anything written by Bryce Courtney.
Yeah.
Power of One, April Fool's Day was just an amazing, touching, very sad, but very inspiring.
Absolutely. Just a beautiful author for sure. Favourite movie?
I dare say it, but Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Chick flick.
Yeah, great.
There's some great themes.
Favourite city?
Rome.
Yeah. Why Rome?
Rome, they call it, all roads lead to Rome.
Yeah.
It's so true. Rome has some amazing architecture, culture, and it's a good place to get lost.
Favourite drink?
Tea, closely followed by bubbles, champagne.
Tea and bubbles. Great mix. Favourite pizza topping?
Vegetarian.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, olives, tomato.
And Fran Wilson, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I would be a horse.
A horse?
A horse.
Why is that?
Beautiful long mane, they have the strength and the agility, they can run free. And also the best part of a horse, it takes other people with it.
Yeah,
it can take other people
with it. I love
it.
Hey Fran, thank you so much for coming here in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, Fran Wilson! Woo!